Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi. Yeah, the other day on Facebook, I filled out an entry form to win a KitchenAid mixer. Mm-hmm. And the next day I see a charge on my debit card from you people for $60 for I supposedly joined some club. I did not join any club, and I would like these charges reversed.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
Stephanie Spoto, S-P-O-T-O.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
311 Brimstone Hill Road, Pine Bush, New York, 12566.
Okay, and I do see on April the 12th, 2022, where you did that contest entry ticket for that mixer. And by doing that, ma'am, you did enroll yourself and you subscribed to our meal planning app called the Vibes Hub. Let me let you know what that app does. The app lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides.
I'm not interested in that. You guys sneaked that in. I didn't see this, and I don't want it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that is a great app, ma'am. What if I could do that for $20 a month for you to say?
No, I don't need the app. I don't need to count calories. I don't exercise because I have a bad back. I don't need it.
Okay. And I can go ahead and just get this canceled for you today. But being that this is not the same day, this was done on the 12th of this month, what I can do, I can give you back the $45 because we do charge for a setup fee for that mixer ticket.
$45 is fine. If that's for the mixer, that's fine. But I'm not interested in your health app. And it's pretty sneaky how you do that.
Okay. And ma'am, it doesn't state online that you was going to actually get the mixer. You was just going into the drawing. It was a ticket entry.
All right, fine. If I get it or not, but I'm not going to get a mixer and I have to pay you $15. No, I want the $59 back.
Okay, well, ma'am, this is not the same day it was done. If you would have called the same day when you placed that order for that ticket,
these charges will be denied from my bank. So either fix this or it's going to be denied anyway.
Okay, so are you stating that you disputed the charge with your bank, the $59.89?
Well, they told me to call you guys first.
Okay.
To see if you would do the right thing.
Okay, do you have access to your email?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you let me know if you received the email that this was canceled?
Let me open it. Hold on.
I have two. Good morning. Thank you.
There's nothing there right now yet.
Okay, give it a second because I did just cancel it, and I also refunded you that $59.89. And it should be an email coming through. Well, let me verify the email while we are on the line. It would be sspoto@hvc.rr.com.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, my email, so it sometimes it does take a few minutes to get an email.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of annoying. Let's see. Try this again. No, there's nothing there. It'll come through. If I don't see it, I'll just call you guys back.
Well, I have a consolation number for you also.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
562.
Okay.
616.
616. Okay. All right. I have another call coming through, so I'm going to go.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling support. Have a good one.
Thanks. Hello?